This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
I'm really, really thrilled to be having a chat with Aoife Rochtree, of course, that we have been following your fantastic career over the last couple of years here at iRadio. It's great to talk to you again.
Hi Louise, how's it going? I'm delighted to be back, so thanks for having me on the show.
Not at all. Now, you have been a busy, busy lady. We've been like ships in the night sometimes when we've been trying to have a chat all about your career. Of course, I spoke to you not so long ago all about, I suppose, female rally drivers. And I guess, you know, like if you can take us back a little bit for people who may be unfamiliar of your career so far, but, you know, how did you get into rallying and how long have you been doing it?
I've been exceptionally lucky to get the chance I have in rallying, and I've had a fantastic experience so far. But I started back in 2019, where I co-drove first for an event. That's where you're just in the passenger seat and you're calling the notes out to the driver. And then once I got a feel for that, I knew that I wanted to make the switch into the driver's seat. So that's when I did my first event then, driving in 2021.
Amazing.
We went over to Wales and we did our first event there. So it's been quite a journey since it. But I suppose I'm lucky enough that I had family involved, and you know, I was able to get into that. As how many people in motorsport get involved, but look, there's lots of ways as well. If there's people interested in getting into motorsport, you've got your local motor clubs that each county has, and it's a fantastic way of getting to know people involved in the sport and understanding how it runs. And even the likes of this weekend, there's the Galway Summer Rally on Sunday, which would be a great opportunity as well to go and see how the events work and meet some people in the sport, because it really is fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, of course, we've been following your career for a while. And like, I'm always interested in, you know, ladies flying the flag for just getting out there and doing whatever, you know, following kind of their dreams. Because I know, like, I know it's a completely different career, but like, I always wanted to be a DJ. And I for years and years, I was like, oh, I don't know if I can do it, until another one of my friends who was a female DJ, she was like, why can't you? You know, there's no such thing as boys and girls jobs. If you want to do something and you want to put your passion into it, you can go and do it. And I really, really think that you're flying the flag for all those girls who just want to have a career in motorsport. You know, just get out there and follow your passion. But you got some really great news this week as well. Do you want to tell us what you're going to be involved in and what you're celebrating as well?
Yes, Louise. Well, I 100% agree with you that if it is something that you want, it doesn't matter whether you're male or female, if it's something you really want. And the last couple of years, we put in a lot of hard work, and yeah, as you said, we were selected as one of 15 female drivers across the world to go forward for the opportunity to become a junior world championship driver for 2025. So it's really exciting news, and it's a fantastic opportunity, and I'm just so delighted to be able to represent Ireland at this level.
That's amazing. And like, what does it feel like to get that news and realise that, you know, this is what you're going to work towards for the next while?
Yeah, look, there's always goals that we're trying to achieve and take it to the next level each time. We're currently competing in the Junior European Rally Championship, which again is a really, really high level of the class that we're competing in the car. But competing in that championship has given us this opportunity working with the Motorsport Ireland Rally Academy, who have a development program, and they select drivers across Ireland that kind of are showing good potential and driving ability. So we've been selected in 2022 as the first female driver in that, and we've continued on with them. But the combination of working with the Motorsport Ireland Rally Academy, competing in the European Rally Championship, and getting that experience in different countries as recognised, and our results, we were just in Ulster Rally last weekend where we had the class win, which is a really good result for us. So all that combined has kind of given us a good boost going forward for this opportunity and trying to make the most of it. And you know, you don't always get these chances, so it's just to make the most out of it and try our best.
Yeah, absolutely. What does a day in your life kind of look like when you're working towards something like this? There's obviously a lot of practice. Maybe, you know, you might be away from home for a while. What does a day in your life kind of look like right now?
Yeah, so I'm actually over in Wales at the minute, where we have a rally this weekend coming. So today I travelled over on, normally we fly over to the event, but today, because it was in Wales, we got the ferry over. So got the ferry over this morning, and then we just get signed on for the rally, which is just showing all the paperwork and their licenses and documentation. And then tomorrow we'll go and make the notes for the stages. So we have 15 different stages, and we have to, me and my co-driver will sit down together and we'll make, we'll drive the road, the stages in a road car, making the pace notes. And then that's what she uses to call back to me during the event then.
Amazing. And I'd say you'd have to have a lot of trust in your co-driver. You know, you're a team at the end of the day. And like, you know, safety has to be paramount as well in these situations.
Yeah, of course. There's a massive amount of trust in each other. You know, we really do rely on each other. And with practice that comes, and over time and experience together in the car. But the cars are built so well and so safe now that, you know, you have all the safety equipment. You've got your roll cage, your safety harnesses. We're wearing our fireproof suits and helmets. You know, it's a lot safer than maybe people might realise. There's so much protection involved in the cars.
And I guess a lot of people are going to wonder, like, how do you prepare yourself before, you know, you sit into the car for that race? Because obviously you're driving really fast, yourself and your co-driver, you know, you're kind of in the zone. Is there anything that you do either the night before? I'm not saying it's kind of like sitting the Leaving Cert, but we all know the nerves and the jitters that you get before you do something that's really, really important to you.
Yeah, of course. No, every rally you'd be nervous just starting off, but it's natural and I think it's a good sign. But you know, with the Motorsport Ireland Rally Academy, we practice all that and we have a routine. So, you know, each evening we're studying, we'll record the stages when we're making the notes and we're studying the stages. And we're, you know, that's a really, really important part of it, is trying to watch the stages and try and get the most out of the notes that you can. And once you feel that you have all that ready and prepared to go, it sets you up in a good position for starting the event. But yeah, like, fitness is a massive part of rallying as well. And again, with that, you know, we have fitness trainers in the academy and they really help. You know, this event is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so we're 3 days driving and you need your full concentration. So it's a really important element of rallying.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I know that we are going to continue following your journey. We're absolutely thrilled for you. And it's so great to talk to such a girl boss who, you know, you are definitely living your passion and your dream. And it's just so exciting to see how far you've come over the years. If people want to maybe follow your journey, if they want to maybe, you know, check out what you're getting up to, where is the best place that they can go, Aoife, to find out all the details?
Everything is at Aoife Raftery on Instagram and Facebook, Twitter and TikTok. So it's all there. It's Raftery, because that's a commonly mistaken one. But Aoife Raftery.
Good stuff. Well, listen, we wish you all the best. And no doubt I'll catch up with you again very soon and we'll find out how you get on. And yeah, absolutely brilliant. And it's been so good to have a chat to you as always.
Thank you, Louise. Thank you for having me on. It's been great. Thank you. The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.